To Nicaragua now, where the government there has used brutal methods to try to end a political crisis that has engulfed the Central American country since April. Hundreds have been killed, thousands detained, many of whom claim they were tortured in prison. President Daniel Ortega isn't showing any signs of easing the crackdown. In fact, he recently signed a new law that will let him double down on his efforts. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Nicaragua.
Doña Faye opens the metal door to the small plot of land where she lives about an hour outside of Managua with her two grown sons, their wives and children. Each family has a small separate dwelling made of wood and a tin roof on the bare dirt floor. She says last month, a pickup truck filled with masked men kicked open her door and shot their guns into the air. Everyone hit the ground.
Váyase, váyase. Váyase, métase para adentro. No me voy a meter.
One of the men screamed at me, "Get inside, get inside." He grabbed my son and started kicking him. I tried to stop him. He pointed his gun at my feet and said he was going to fire. That's when I got really scared and I ran inside. The masked men took both her sons. She's been told that they're charged with terrorism. She asks we don't use her real name. She's terrified the men will come back for her. She insists her sons, no one in her family, has ever participated in criminal activities or in anti-government protests. That's until now. At this recent anti-government march, there she was, her face covered, demanding the release of political prisoners. According to human rights groups, more than 300 people have been killed and hundreds more arrested in the unrest that has engulfed the country for more than 4 months, as demands for President Ortega to leave office have escalated. Most of those arrested are held here at the Modelo prison, about 30 minutes outside Managua. Vendors line the streets selling everything from water, tortillas, and toothbrushes for relatives to bring to those held inside. Medardo Marena, a leader of a nationwide peasant group, is a prisoner. He was arrested at the Managua airport before boarding a plane to the U.S. on July 23rd. His brother, Jose Alfredo Marena, has only been able to see him once since then. My brother told me they had beaten him, hit him in the head and the chest, and made him kneel for long periods of time, says Marena. The government is charging him with terrorism under a new law passed last month by Ortega's controlled Congress. It covers a broad category of crimes, everything from financing terrorist activities to damaging property and participating in armed conflict. The sentence, if convicted, is up to 20 years in prison.
Nicaragua practically Daniel Ortega la ha convertido en una cárcel.
Vilma Nunez, head of the non-governmental Nicaraguan Center for Human Rights, says Daniel Ortega has converted Nicaragua into one big prison. She says more than 2,000 people have been arrested and hundreds more remain in jail under the law, which she says criminalizes peaceful opposition. But Paulo Quist, minister of Nicaragua's national policy, says human rights groups and the international press have distorted what is happening in Nicaragua with what he calls fake news. He says terrorists influenced and funded by foreigners are the ones responsible for the current violence.
And they will be prosecuted. If there's abuses on the side of the authorities, they should be prosecuted too. Let the chips fall where they may.
Oquist says the government is willing to return to the negotiating table, but that process, mediated by the Catholic Church, broke down weeks ago after Ortega refused calls by opponents to move up elections to early next year. At a recent Sunday Mass, Bishop Silvio José Báez, who tried to help mediate the talks, told his congregation that the government must stop its repression. He says instead of showing political will to end the crisis, they've tried to imprison and silence the people.
Pero son unas evidencias tan claras que no se van a borrar.
But he says the evidence of their crimes is so clear, they will not be able to erase them. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Managua, Nicaragua.